When butterflies fly through rainbows, they speak so you can hear. I was carefully sprinkling a newly seeded patch of garden when my eye was caught by the beautiful black and yellow wings of a butterfly flitting by. The tiger stripes, the teardrop ends of the trailing tails were there. A western tiger swallowtail, I thought. Fervently, I willed the butterfly to stay, and as on command, it turned and gave an extra beat, coming toward the sprinkler in my hand. It flew right through the fine mist plane from the nozzle, and I prayed its parchment wings wouldn't damp beyond repair. And to my relief, it lightly winged its way to a nearby patch of peppermint and supped on the nectar. Then, to my amazement, back it came to the outer halo of nozzle mist. As the butterfly hovered there, the watery prisms caught the sun and bowed the colors to my eye. And at that moment, as the swallowtail with its blacks and yellows fluttered to the fine rain again, I heard laughter, laughter of delight. I looked beyond, and there my Jamie, only 8, was running through the sprinkler on the lawn. The swallowtail lingered, and I felt it say, 10. Only 10 is the total of my days. And beyond the butterfly and rainbow, I could see that in the reckoning of eternity, a child's flight by our side is just as brief. We must take, no, make, the time to watch, else we miss the moments when our child takes flight within the bows of heavenly color and its trailing light. Here's a postscript. Setting the stage of your mind, several months prior to the butterfly rainbow incident, Rodale Press sent me a promotional copy of a richly illustrated book on butterflies by Marcus Sheck. I was fascinated and charmed by the color plates and the butterfly lore. Example, butterflies, that's the adult stage, live an average of only 2 to 3 weeks. Some varieties, only 10 days. I suspect the preceding story would never have been conceived, let alone written, if my mental stage had not been arranged and not been lighted by Sheck's book. So it must be with all that we do or say. If we have allowed the stage of our mind to be well illuminated and filled with a set and scenery that evokes good, beauty, and knowledge, then it begs to be built upon. Then, at a moment's notice, you would be willing to draw the curtains of your thoughts wide for the whole world to see and know. Scary? Of course. But particularly scary if we allow our minds to be decorated with the dark, the tawdry, the obscene, the selfish, the violent. Then our mind's veil becomes leaden, and the last thing we would ever want is to have those darkish thoughts revealed, particularly to those who are virtuous, to the children, to those filled with light.